I love the city of Troy. I want to make sure that it thrives and prospers. And I think I have a lot of great ideas to get it through. I have a great team that I'm running with, three millennials and three women. It's an excellent crew, and we have some great ideas to lead the city into the future, and we want to make sure that it gets there in a proper way. I don't do things in the community to get elected. I get elected so I can do things more effectively in the community. That's really what I'm about.
One of your campaign slogans is, "Together we are going to move Troy forward." Some of your critics say that you are a member of a county legislature that has done little for the city.
Well, I sort of agree. We were in the minority in the county, so we couldn't get a lot passed, much of anything. They wouldn't even give us legal counsel. So we had a very difficult time getting things done there. I think that it may change this year. We may get the majority, which would be really good. I think it'll be much more responsive to the people, and especially to the people of Troy.
How do you see a relationship developing between yourself and Mayor Patrick Madden?
I like Mayor Madden. I helped him get elected. I think he's very bright and knows what he's doing. He's very intelligent. He's heading the city in the right direction. He's picked up the mantle where it needed to be picked up, which is mostly finances. He's very responsible. He believes in fact-based financing, which is incredibly important because Troy has been... people have pushed off the bills for about 10 years now. So he's finally put on his big boy pants and said that he was going to deal with it.
Troy has been plagued by fires and issues involving aging infrastructure. As council president, what might be your course of action to address these challenges?
Well, first of all, I'll meet with the mayor, unlike my opponent who hasn't met with him since last August. So he'll hear from me what the people are thinking, what direction the people think the city should go in. I think he needs that communications, and we'll have an open communications. I'll meet with him as often as I need to so we can find a direction forward. We'll compromise. We'll do whatever we need to do, but to move the city in the right direction. But I think we need to do that, absolutely.
What are your thoughts on One Monument Square, that key parcel of downtown land that should be developed in some way but seems to be caught in legal and political quicksand?
I think it's pretty sad that it's another one has fallen through, and it's one of the fellows who was suing is the person who first had the project, and it fell through in his hands. So now I don't know why, but he decided that he didn't want this one to go forward. So the lawsuits were just piling up, and the folks, I understand. I hope they find another place in Troy, or we find a way to resolve it. It needs to go. Something needs to go forward there. Obviously, this is like a fourth or fifth iteration of this project, or project there. So we need to move Troy forward.
Aside from One Monument Square and downtown, what kind of a role or stance are you planning to assume to further development in Troy?
Well, a lot of the folks, see, I'm a transplant. I've been there 30 years. And the folks have grown up there. I'm not sure they all realize that Troy is a world-class city. I think it should be on the a World Heritage Site. It's that magnificent and that incredible and that amazing. And I think that it really has incredible potential. We have the whole riverfront that needs to be developed. That is ripe and ready. We have three or four projects going on now, $20 million plus projects that are happening right as we speak. And we have some more additions that are coming very soon, but we still need to develop the riverfront. We need more housing. We need condos. I haven't seen any condos. Low income, middle income, high income. We need all income levels. And we need more development. We need more businesses coming in, especially in Lansingburg and other places, other neighborhoods. It's starting to spread out from downtown. It's starting to go into Little Italy, where I live, and it's starting up the Congress Street corridor, and it's starting to move up to North Central. And those places are starting to be developed. Those are coming online soon. You'll see those projects coming on soon, too. But we still need more, and I think the mayor's ready, and I'm ready. We're ready to move. He just needs a willing partner to move forward.
What would you say are the key planks in your campaign platform?
Well, three essential things. We need to increase the tax base to relieve pressure on taxpayers. We need to take care of zombie properties. The negligent landlords are just a real problem for all of us in cities these days, in older cities. And we want to find other means of financing because we don't have a lot of money. So we're going to look for as many grants as we possibly can to fund our ideas. But that's essentially it.
Now, this election year, there's a lot of talk about Troy's garbage fee.
I understand why the mayor is doing it. We're following all the other cities in the area who do the same thing. They've done this for years. We're just late to the table. But I understand it's difficult for a lot of people. Maybe will find ways to reduce it. It could be reduced by half next year if people take out their recycling out of the stream, because the tipping fees are so expensive for garbage. So we're trying to take as much out as possible and trying to encourage people to recycle and bring down those costs. So if that works, it's great. I think we need to find other ways to manage the money. But the mayor thinks this is the best idea for now.
What are some of the positives you see happening to the city?
Well, I've seen recently, last many months, that millennials are moving into Detroit like crazy. So it's been really positive for us that, young professionals and a lot of high-tech folks. So they're sort of stabilizing downtown. I think it helps a lot. All the restaurants and all the businesses that are just terrific, and it's starting to bring people. It's a walkable city, so people are walking around. So I think that reduces crime. I see police in the streets more now, and that really helps cut the crime. And I think that we just continue in those directions. Community policing is very important. It's an important part. Moving more people into town, more businesses, and the more downtown thrives, the less likely it is that we have those problems. I still see it at night. Sometimes late at night around town, it gets a little dicey. Can be, that's every city. That's every city. But we have to let those folks know that they're not welcome anymore, that we really need to stabilize the neighborhoods and communities and make them safe for everyone.